Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we will have a very special guest, but first let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless the guest who comes on the ministry, bless her music ministry, bless her family, bless everything that she does, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless something to be said or done that would uplift and edify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And today I'm going to read from Psalm, again, 117. Numbers 1 through 2 says, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. I have read to you Psalm 117, 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you've been waiting for, my guest today is Miss Vonzell Belcher. She writes music that heals, delivers, and set people free. She is from Ozark, Alabama, and her ministry is heard all over the world. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Lady Belcher. Miss Lady Belcher, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Lady Vonzell Belcher. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Great. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions concerning your music ministry. Is that okay?
That's good. But first, I'd like to say thank you for this platform that you provided for me to express my ministry on today. Thank you so much, Ms. Love.
Thank you so much, Ms. Belcher. I appreciate it. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started in the ministry of music?
The ministry of music the non-professional part started really at my home church back in Ozark, Alabama. And to speed forward, it moved to my home church again, the Harris Temple Church of God in Christ Choir, where I did my very first recording. That's where I did my very first recording there at Harris Temple.
Okay, great. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about your first professional level of music with the Rochester Choir?
The Rochester Choir was actually my second level. My first level was there at Harris Temple. No, you're right. I'm turning it around. with the Rochester Choir, there was a choir that was formed through the city of Rochester, New York, by Bishop Vernal Harris. And we traveled extensively and just sang across the state of New York, Canada, and all over. We never did record as a choir, but we operated as a professional choir in everything that we did.
Okay, great. All right. Now, what is your most memorable message through your music when you was traveling or writing? What's your most memorable message to the people?
My most memorable message, I guess, would be a song called Do You Know Who Jesus Is, which was first my first recording. And the one that I travel with the most that sticks in my mind is the song I led with the Georgia Mass Choir entitled Look Where He Brought Me From, because God has brought all of us out of something or somewhere. So that song sticks in my mind as well. As well as several others that I've written across the years.
Okay. All right. Yes. That's right. Okay. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals concerning the ministry?
Short term, I don't think I have any short term goals.
All right.
It seems like all my goals are extensive, and they could be short term, but maybe I don't look at them that way. But where really right now, I guess it could be a short term goal, is to get the project that I'm working on right now finished and out so the public can enjoy it. My long term goal is just continue to minister the word of God in song and continue to write. And I would like to become more of a writer for other artists as well, and to just continue to move forward in the ministry that God has given me.
That's good. That's good. All right. Now, throughout your ministry work, who would you say would be the most influential individuals, whether it's a singer or someone around you? Who's the most influential?
My most influential person would be Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, he's Superintendent Keith Ellison now. He is the one that gave me that push as far as moving into the professional level of singing. And, you know, letting me know that, you know, encouraging me and letting me know that, you know, I had the gift and I had the talent that it took to move forward. And I guess I have to say two people, because James Vignon, a lot of people know him. He's the person that was instrumental in me being in place with the Georgia Mass Choir as I was doing a song for him on the album called Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Look where he brought me from came into play. So Milton Bigham, James Vignon, and Keith Ellison.
That's right. Okay. Now, speaking of your music ministry and the songs that you've written and the songs that you sang, can you tell listeners a little bit about your new song, All Right?
My new song, All Right, came to me. Actually, All Right was not even supposed to be a part of this project. It hadn't even been written when we started the project. But during the interim of working on this project, I was going through something one day. You know how people can just, like, crush your feelings and hurt you or whatever. And I was sitting in my office, and I was just crying, and I was like, Lord this, Lord that. And when I knew anything, the voice of God began to speak to me and just tell me it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I can't tell you right now. All I know, I got a pen in my hand, and I started to writing. And when I wrote the song, I called my producer. I said, I wrote something today, and I want you to hear it. And not knowing that it would actually be the first song that dropped. But it's an encouragement song, just letting people know no matter what you're going through, what the situation is, it's going to be all right.
That's right. Now, sister, I can tell when I first spoke to you that you was very anointed by God, and so bless you for that. And I'm going to also play this particular song on the ministry. And actually, this is my first time playing a song for an artist. And so I really appreciate the words in that song. I mean, it really ministered to my heart, so I would love for the listeners to hear it. So I'm going to play it at this time, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Here we go. So please be sure to check out that particular CD. And when I was listening to this particular song, I thought about Ecclesiastes 9:11 when it talks about the race is not given to the swift, but nor to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. And a lot of people think that running the race is a quick process, when God says that as long as you hold on and make it to the finish line, then, you know, that's the satisfying part in life.
Yeah, so it's just like... You're welcome. It's just like the preachers used to say in the old day, sometimes you go at turtle pace, sometimes you go at rabbit pace. But just
right.
just since you endure, hold on and endure to the end.
That's right. Wow. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Okay. How has your music ministry helped with other goals that you are pursuing?
Well, my music ministry has helped me in goals that I'll pursue as far as ministering to the homeless, ministering to people in nursing homes, ministering to people and they are convicted and be saved and give their life to Christ. And even I have ministered and people have come to me and say, hey, I was contemplating committing suicide just last night. And after hearing your ministry today, my heart and my mind has changed. So that's the most rewarding thing to me than anything, that somebody like my bio says is touched, healed, delivered, and set free.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, is there anything else on your heart that you would like to share concerning your ministry or anything we have not mentioned?
Well, I would just like to say to the people that I am available to come to your venues to minister, be it church, be it pastor's anniversary, it doesn't matter. I guess I tell people all the time I'm a one of 14 of a preacher's kids, so I'm, you know, God has blessed me. I'm not just limited as to where I go and where I can minister. I don't care if it's a revival.
That's right.
I'm open to that, and I would like to say to you today that if you are pursuing or if you have a goal or if you have a dream, don't be moved by sense realm evidence, by what you see or what you hear or what you feel, but stand in confidence and know that God will see you through.
That's right. That's right. Now, how can people purchase your CD or music or different projects that you have?
My CDs and my music is on all your social media outlets. You can go to CDBaby, that's CDBaby.com, and you will find all. Just put my name, Von Phil Belcher, and it's spelled V is in victory, O-N-C-I-L-E, B is in boy, E-L-C-H-E-R. Just put Von Phil Belcher in the search engine, and all of my music will come up there for you to purchase, and I'm going to thank you in advance for your support.
That's right. You're welcome. Okay, now how can individuals contact you? You said you're available. So what is your contact information in case someone wants
my
to book you?
Okay, my contact information, you can go to ladyvonseal.com. That's my website. Reach me through there. Or you can reach me on Facebook. I'm on all the social media outlets as Lady Von Seal, Lady Von Seal Belcher, or Von Seal Belcher on Facebook. You can call me at 678-994-1663, 678-994-1663. 1663, and I will return your call if I miss your call.
All right. Well, Lady Belcher, I know you have a hectic schedule, and I really appreciate you stopping by to, you know, minister to us with your music and to give us some very encouraging words, and I ask that the Lord continue to bless you with your ministry.
Thanks a lot, and again, thank you for this platform, and remember, it's going to be all right. As a matter of fact, by faith, it's already all right. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Belcher, who shared her ministry with us, and we played her CD today, which was entitled All Right. And so be sure that you go to CD Baby and check out all of her music, because that CD really ministered unto our souls, and we appreciate her for stopping by. Okay, I have a couple of announcements as far as the ministry is concerned. Be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A spiritual guide to go is in your bookstores online, such as BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com, Oles.com, Bookworld.com. All you have to do is type in a spiritual guide to go, at Free to Love, and you will see the particular guide. Be sure to pick up a copy. And I also have copies that are placed on discount just for you. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 120 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. Also, make sure that you continue to check out the Facebook pages. I will be bringing in more artists, such as Miss Covington. I have other artists who are lined up, so please be sure to watch out for that Facebook page. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, change agents, movers and shakers, please contact Al Free to Love. That's through Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I will be making some changes to the ministry as far as some of the missions and goals in which the Lord has given, and we're going to begin reaching out to individuals, and we're going to begin to partner up with individuals, because we really want the ministry to not only go nationwide, but to affect people nationwide. And we have a new push entitled The Spiritual Conviction. And so if you notice, I changed my Blog Talk Radio description, because this is a ministry in which we allow God to convict us through our gifts and talents. That way we can be all that God wants us to be. Amen. Just like the military, you know, be all you can be, what God wants us to be, all that we can be for him. So stay tuned for that. In addition to that, pretty soon we're going to add Skype into the Love, Live, Jesus ministry on blogtalkradio.com, where we will be able to interact through visuals. And so be sure to look out for that. In addition to that, make sure that, as I said before, you just continue to pray. Also note that the CWC is still up and kicking. We're still sending letters. We're doing all of that because we want to really reach out to different individuals. Make sure that you're praying for your neighbor. If everyone prays for people in their house and their neighbors, everybody will be covered. So make sure that you're praying wherever you are at this particular time. Pray for yourself, your family, your neighbors' neighbors, all the people that you know, and that will cover everybody. If we begin to pray unto God, then things will begin to change as far as society, the world, our attitudes, behaviors, and things of that nature. In addition to that, I just want you to make sure that you tune in on tomorrow as we will have the ministry up and going, and also on Tuesday with Ms. Covington. Please make sure that you join us. As I said before, there are a lot of things going on. I don't know how to stress it enough. If you're going by water, especially children under the age of 18, make sure that you have life jackets on, whether you can swim like a fish or not. Make sure that if you go fishing, you have a life jacket close by or someone who can swim. Make sure that you understand and recognize how deep the water is. as I said before, if you're going to Lake Waco or anywhere of that nature or any lake or river, make sure that you pay attention to the signs that are up there. The Lord always gives us warnings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before things happen. Make sure if you see a sign up there, then don't go towards that area. Make sure that you're not pushing your friend in the water or daring them to jump in, you know, 12 feet of water. Make sure that when you're on the slides, those slippery slides that are really fun to, you know, slide down and get in the water, make sure that you are following the procedures and rules, which means that you're sliding down and then you're getting in the water. Don't try to jump or turn backflips. In addition to that, make sure with vehicles that you utilize a vehicle the way it's supposed to be used, you know, which is you're supposed to be inside the vehicle, buckled up, driving at a safe speed. There's no racing. A car is not a toy. And this goes for grown-ups as well. Just make sure that you're safe. You know, there's a lot of things to do in the summer. Just make sure that you remain safe and prayed up. We're still praying, as I said before, for the Tanner family. We're praying for the bereaved family. We're praying for your family, my family. We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for everybody because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We're praying for those who are behind prison bars. We're praying for spiritual convictions. And I'm getting ready to set up a couple of workshops, and I'm letting people know which days I'm available to come and speak, whether it's to the youth or whether it's to adults. And so, you know, we need to be convicted spiritually so that we can be all we can be for the Lord. So without further ado, I would like to just say that I appreciate all of the listeners. I appreciate each and every one of you for coming on the ministry. I want to shout out to someone. I have teamed up with Rebirth for Love, and the owner or the founder, name is Trisha Sampson, and she helped me set up my music. She stayed on me about the music. She said, you know, she said, I want to hear some music going on, you know. And so I finally figured out, with her help, how to put these audio clips in here. So I want to shout out to her and her ministry. Be sure to look up Rebirth for Love, because she has a powerful ministry, and I will be on her ministry on Thursdays starting on the 17th. Yeah, starting on the 17th, I will interview some of her people, and I will also be hosting one of her shows on a Thursday. The Love of Jesus of Ministry will be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So be sure to continue to tune in to the Love of Jesus of Ministry. Invite your friends. You can follow. You can look. You can do whatever you want to. You can ask questions. Inbox me. I'm available as well. I love to speak, especially about the youth, ministry, education, things of that nature. And so be sure to contact me. And as I said before, my email is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Feel free to call. I never meet a stranger. So just feel free to call and give me information, okay? So without further ado, I would just like to say, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them the love that you are, because God is love. And be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. And join me once again on tomorrow for the Love of Jesus Up Ministry, where we will share the word of God, and we will speak about or talk about spiritual conviction. This is the first phase. We're all learning this, and God is going to teach us, and we will be able to go out to the world and teach people. And what I see is that I'm going to need some people to help me with different workshops as the Lord provides, so that we can disseminate this information. So just stay tuned, and may God bless and take care of each and every one of you is my prayer, and I will see you on tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. May God bless you. Bye-bye.